I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. No one would accuse her of being fake, and tonight she served a boob cake. It's Watch What Happens Live with Rachel Hargrove and Jessica Albert now. What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse, following an episode of Below Deck where the water toys were unwieldy and the Yachties became untethered. From Below Deck, please welcome Chef Rachel Hargrove. Hey, Chef Rachel. And third stew, Jessica Albert. Hey, Jessica. I want to talk about tonight's episode, and I have to start with Fraser and Jake's makeout. Now, you know, we watch the show all the time. We see you heteros making out constantly with no embarrassment or shame. Why do you think Fraser was a little embarrassed by what happened, either of you?
Was he? I don't know.
He seemed like it. No? Do you think he was putting it on?
I think he was more concerned how Jake was going to feel about everything.
Well, that's, you know, listen, I haven't met a ton of straight guys who are like, yeah, I'm straight, but I make out with a lot of dudes. I mean, that's kind of unusual.
Yeah.
And it made me love Jake, by the way. Rachel, do you think it was a bad move on Heather's part moving Jess to service for this charter, considering she didn't have the experience?
That's difficult to say, because especially if you're used to a certain part of your department and then you're transferred over to another section and you don't really know where everything is or how style of service is done, it can be quite difficult.
Jess, why were the charter guests kind of fending for themselves and making their own drinks tonight?
You know, 2 seconds in the butler's pantry and they find their way behind the bar. It happens, and I'm not proud of it. And sometimes they just want to help themselves.
Rachel, what was your reaction to hearing Jake and Raina going at it in tonight's episode within earshot of the guests?
You know, for me, like, it shouldn't be right there happening by the guests. Plus, they're out on deck and they're exposed to the guests from an earshot. Me, I can keep my vulgar mouth behind the galley and act nice when I'm presenting meals.
Jessica, what was your reaction to hearing Heather say that she's never had to fire a stew before? You overheard that. Did you have any idea that your job might be on the line?
You know, I thought a lot was on the line. I wasn't really vibing with the interior crew. I was working very hard, but it wasn't obviously shown on television. And, you know, I'm a lot older and, you know, I think that this was a little bit of a shock to my system, getting thrown onto a yacht after a year of not being on a boat and a year in quarantine without any social interaction with other people.
Rachel, did you think that Heather was being too hard on Jess in tonight's episode?
I can understand the frustrations, but at the same time, too, I think that not understanding that she'd also been off of boats for a while, and when she came back on, it is a shock to your system. Plus, she wasn't very comfortable with that aspect that was already announced to her before prior.
Well, a chef's worst nightmare is usually having a patron send back a dish. But Chef Rachel has dished out a whole buffet of behavior on Below Deck that may wake her up in a cold sweat. I want to see if she would give anything a redo. I have a feeling I know how this is going to go. We are going to play Do You Regret It? Okay, Rachel, please weigh in on the following. Do you regret uttering your now infamous phrase, eat my cooter, in front of Captain Lee?
I'm sorry, but you know what? It pays the bills.
Okay. Do you regret quitting in a fit of frustration?
No, actually. I felt my duty to come back to finish out the season because I owed it to Captain Lee and the rest of the crew. But I thought that everything was kind of laid out absurdly. And I also kind of didn't like that cameraman in my face.
Do you regret trying to take the stage for some drunken karaoke during the cruise beach day?
Have you not seen my cameos? That's all I do is karaoke.
Wow, I haven't seen your cameos. Do you regret letting those omelets get the better of you?
Let me tell you what. Did you see the pan that I had to cook them in? I had no omelet pan.
I knew we were not going to get one regret. Do you regret not speaking up sooner when you realized there was a communication issue between you and Francesca?
I felt that if I actually discussed it with her, completely honest, I felt that she would become a little bit more vindictive.
Do you regret freaking out over the salmon roe and then dropping that expensive tin of caviar on the floor?
I can't believe I dropped it, too. I was like, okay, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, Foxtrot Michael Amon.
Is that a regret?
Yes, I dropped it on the floor.
You regret it, okay. You got a regret, folks. Do you regret getting in the middle of Francesca and Elizabeth's drama by advising Elizabeth to talk to Captain Lee directly?
I've been around crew members that have been kind of bullied and harassed before. And after they go to the chain of command and tell department heads, then they need to go to the captain.
No regrets. Do you regret admitting on camera that you've crapped your pants while stuck in traffic?
No, I'm sharing's caring.
Thank you very much. We got one regret out of her. And that's one more than I thought we were going to get. Jessica, while you've spent most of the charter season buried in the laundry room, I hope you got a glimpse of the drama from behind the pile of napkins. It's time to give us your POV on each yachtie and spilled the dirty laundry. Okay, let's see who comes out first. There's the laundry machine. All right, Heather, do you feel Heather purposefully pulled you out of the laundry room to try to reinvigorate your work ethic? Or do you think she secretly hoped you would flounder and she could give you the cut?
Oh, I totally feel like I was set up.
Wow. Okay, spin the laundry again. Let's see who comes out next. It's Wes. On a scale of 1 to 10, how attracted did you find yourself to Wes?
I think Wes is an extremely attractive person. He has a great personality. He's physically attractive. Let's give him a 10.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Out of all the comments, okay, let's spin it again. Fraser, out of all the comments Fraser has made about you behind your back, which one do you find the most ridiculous? There have been a few.
There's just been so many. Honestly, I had no idea he was talking so much.
Okay, spin it again, guys. My man, Jake. Who do you think enjoyed their backseat hookup more, Jake or Fraser? Or me?
Definitely Fraser.
Really? Interesting. Huh.
I think so.
Okay, spin it around. Okay, Raina, do you think Jake is holding Raina to an unfair standard now that he's lead deckhand?
I think that management is something that is learned over time, and he's just starting out, so it's only natural that they're going to hit some bumps.
Okay, spin it one more time. And, oh, Rachel, good. Do you think Eddie and Chef Rachel can truly let bygones be bygones, or is Rachel going to sleep with one eye open when around Eddie?
I think Rachel's always going to be very careful of people who talk shit behind her back.
There you go. Is she right, Rachel?
She's correct.
Thank you very much, Jess. Well done. Well, the only folks keeping my Sienna more abuzz with drama than the crew are the flies circling the galley. So it's time to see through the eyes of a fly on a wall. I have questions about events that the cameras may have missed. Rachel and Jessica, pick your answers between the bobbing heads of your crewmates, Captain Lee, Eddie, Heather, Fraser, Raina, Wes, and Jake. Okay, who do you think talked the most crap under their breath all season long, Rachel?
Well, I always have some kind of rebuttal, but it was mainly Fraser.
Yeah, it seemed like it. Hey, Jess, who was on social media the most during breaks?
I think Raina, maybe. She was always talking to somebody on the phone.
Rachel, who shuffled the papers the most while on the job?
I personally think it was Eddie. You can never find him on deck.
Ooh. Jess, who snuck the most shots during their shifts?
Shot? Ooh. I don't know. Maybe Heather?
Rachel, who developed crushes on the charter guests the most?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Who do you think pleasured themselves the most after lights out?
Oh, definitely Jakey Poo.
Really? Who cried? I knew he was my favorite. Who cried in their bunk the most, Jess? You are. Rachel, who do you think complained about their respective workload the most?
With a delegation, I actually think that Raina did complain more.
All right. Thank you very much. By the way, if you miss an episode of Below Deck this season, you can always stream them the next day on Peacock. Let's take questions from our virtual fans. Naomi from El Paso has a question for Rachel. Hey, Naomi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Question. Do you think it's hypocritical of Eddie to be so disgusted by your drunkenness last season, but yet said nothing to his lead deckhand Jake about being drunk and naked in public?
Yeah, and then also at the same time, too, is behavior inside the hot tub as a leader with Heather.
There you go. Okay, that's a few items for the reunion. Julia from New Jersey, you have a question for Jessica.
Hey, guys. So, Jessica, considering Fraser was so unhappy with Heather in the beginning of the season, what do you think happened that caused him to suck up to her and start bad-mouthing you to her?
You know, I think it was only a matter of time. I didn't really have too much in common, I didn't feel like, with the interior crew. So I felt like it was only a matter of time before the two of them were going to gang up on me, or he was going to find his nose far up her ass, one or the other. I didn't know.
Wow. Thank you, virtual audience. By the way, you know, Jessica, Heather's been vocal to other people on the vote about how unhappy she is with you. Were you surprised to hear her talking to others about you?
Yeah, considering she didn't really come to me too many times unless the camera was there.
What was your reaction when you saw Lee congratulate Fraser on cleaning the laundry room?
I think it was great that he was given a few hours to do solely that job, and he did a great job doing it.
Rachel, did you ever find out why there were so many flies in the galley tonight?
I don't know. I think it was just because the door was open, or... You know, it's the Caribbean. If the doors are open or if we're by something like on land, they come in.
By the way, Rachel, how awkward on a scale of 1 to 10 was it planning that titty party with Captain Lee.
He's a motorboat and SOB. I love him.
Are you saying that Captain Lee is a motorboating SOB?
In a good way. I love him to death. So you know what?
Listen, I don't take that in a bad way. Jessica, Brooke W. wants to know what you thought about Fraser blaming you for the smelly bag of breadfruits that was found in the laundry room.
I would love to rewind the tape and find out who put it there and when it was there, because I had no idea. I know we came from, not being on the boat, so it could have been any number of people who put it there.
What are breadfruits again, Rachel?
They're normally predominantly in the Caribbean. You can find them or down on here in South Florida, but they're very fibrous, almost like yuca, a little bit, but softer, kind of like a soursop.
Okay.
It can be a vegetable or savory or whatever.
Okay. Well, Rachel, while you famously popularized the word cooter, the rest of your vocabulary isn't typically cuter necessarily. I want to play a round of Yachty Mouths. You're going to read off statements you may or may not have said on Below Deck. Jessica and I will guess if they are real or fake. Okay, give us the first one, Rachel.
I can sniff out hot turds, and he is a steaming one.
I think she said it. You do too, Jess.
Yeah, I do too.
Did you?
No.
Yeah, I know it's fake.
All right.
No.
Okay, give me another one.
I want some dirty ass crap. I want some dirty ass music.
Yes, I think she said that when she was drunk. What do you think? Yes.
Drunk. Yeah. Yes. On stage.
There you go. Yes. Rachel?
Huh? Oh, that is real. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Give us another.
I would rather flick my own bean than deal with this goddamn conversation with you.
I think she said it. What do you think, Jess?
I think it's definitely something that she's probably said.
Did you say you would rather flick your own bean?
I'm a chef. I have to prepare it somehow.
Is that what you were referring to?
Yep.
Give us another one, Rachel.
I make a souffle so sexy you'll want to bang it.
Okay. I think she would say that, but I don't think she said it. What do you think, Jess?
I think that it sounds too much like something that could come out of her mouth, but I think you're right.
Yeah. Interesting. And?
It's fake.
It's fake. Very good. Okay. All right. Give us another one.
Nobody wants the squirts during dinner service.
Well, true. I don't think she said it. What do you think, Jess?
No.
Did you?
Yep.
Oh. Wow. You're a poet.
I just don't know it.
Yeah. Okay, give us another one.
Get the f*** out of my galley before I rip your dick off.
Yes, I think she said it. Did Yes, so does Jess. Did you say it, Rachel?
Like I totally thought it more than once, but no.
All right. Thank you for playing Yachty Master. You know, Jessica, you said you thought Wes was so hot. And he clearly thought you were very attractive. I'm wondering why we haven't seen anything happen if you gave him a 10.
You know, I think that he's a great catch, but, you know, sometimes it takes something other than attractiveness. You know, it's not all that.
Okay. Bailey Blue 02 said, Chef Rachel, don't you think Eddie's criticism of you was justified last season considering your outbursts? You weren't exactly easy to get along with all the time.
You know, that's fine. But, you know, considering the fact that I looked at him as a friend, I thought he would have more respect for me to come to me and discuss things, like sitting down.
Jessica, Macy L. wants to know if you think, do you know if Jake told his fiance that he made out with both Fraser and Raina?
I think that he probably did. They have a pretty open relationship, I think.
It was really something hearing Raina's story about the racism and abuse that she's experienced Did she ever open up to you about that, Jess?
Things came up here and there. I never got, you know, full stories like that, but hearing it is just heartbreaking. You know, you don't want anybody to go through that, you know, especially someone like Raina, who's an amazing girl. She doesn't deserve something like that.
No, no one does. Rachel Garrison H wants to know if you agree with Raina that Heather is a fake ass bitch, or do you find her to be genuine?
I think she's genuine in her own way. How she is, that she just tries to keep a bright face on sometimes too, but sometimes that's people's coping mechanisms.
Genuine in her own way. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. Jake and Fraser sealed the crew's dysfunctional relationship with a kiss, but their makeout isn't the first kiss on Bravo to make waves. Tonight I'm counting down the top 5 kisses on Bravo. Our number 5 kiss is the number one memory that replays on a loop in my head. It's when Frederick kissed me at BravoCon. I was very shocked, as you can see. Our number 4 kiss is enough to get all your candle wicks burning. Remember Karen and Ray's makeout? Wow. That was amazing. Our number 3 kiss proves that couponing is an aphrodisiac. It is Tinsley and Scott making out on their first date. Oh, that was amazing. Our number 2 kiss is from a sleepover that may have inspired some sexual awakenings. It's the Vanderpump ladies making out at the slumber party. That was Mage. Our number 1 kiss is just a woman trying to support other women. It's Sonia attempting to make out with Luann and Bethany in Mexico. So good. See, Jake and Fraser, you stand on the shoulders of giants. I want to thank Rachel and Jessica for being here. Tomorrow night, Ariana and Tom are here live after Vanderpump Rules. Watch our after show on Twitter. See you guys later.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, we are back. Chef Rachel Hargrove and Jessica Albert are here. Okay, I want to go back to our virtual audience. Here's Kira from Seattle with a question for Rachel. Hey, Kira.
Hey, Andy. Rachel, I love you. You're my favorite chef of all of the Below Deck franchises. It's nice to virtually be here with you. my question for you is, what do you think is the biggest... what do you think is the biggest difference between working with Heather and Francesca, and would you ever work with Francesca again after last season?
It was a breath of fresh air to have somebody that was passionate and that was effervescent about doing their job. So it was nice, just kept the monotony of, you know, your daily routine. It was always fun because we had good banter. You know, Jess and I had good banter. Unfortunately, I would never work with Francesca again.
I love how definitive Rachel is. Rachel, would you ever compete on Top Chef? There's so much, you know, you are regarded as like the best chef in Below Deck history.
You should do it.
Would you ever go on that show?
I would. And it's actually a very big honor and a blessing for everyone to have that consistency about. Sorry, it's kind of choked me up a little bit. It's an honor for people to think that and say that about my cooking. So
yeah, I've not heard such positive responses about a Below Deck chef I mean, you seem to lead the pack. So congratulations. That is a major achievement. Jay from Cincinnati has a question for Jessica. Hey, Jay.
Hey there. How are you? Jessica, quick question. Wes seems like such a great guy. Did you ever hear him bitch about work, especially since Jake was totally bossing him and Raina around?
I think you hear complaints from all of the crew at different times. I don't think, you know, anybody could not have a complaint about something at some time or other. It, you know, working on a yacht is hard. It's not easy. It can be fun and traveling is great, but working on a yacht 16 to 18 hours a day on deck, inside, it can be difficult. So we're all going to have a complaint here and there.
All right. I want to thank Jeff, Rachel, and Jessica for being here. Keep watching Below Deck for more. Click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.